Blog Talk Radio.
Sing it down low for him. Sing it down low for him.
LaDon, thank you guys for joining us. Tonight is a wonderful, amazing Wednesday, and we hope that you guys have experienced the wonderfulness of the day. And if nothing wonderful happened to you today, you might be saying nothing wonderful happened, but if you woke up, your family is with you, you're breathing, or just being loved, just being loved. There's so many different things that you can claim as wonderful for yourself today. And so I hope that you, or we hope that you will claim some of the wonderful things that happened in your life today. And again, we thank you for joining us. We hope that you guys are prepared for tonight's show. Coach D and I have been going back and forth for some time in regards to this show, and we have found out so much information. And so we're truly excited about what will be going forth this evening. So we hope that you pull out your pens and your pads. If you have friends and family that you want to bring into the show, we're going to give you an opportunity to tell them, text them, call them, poke them on Facebook. Tell them to come on and join us on tonight's show, because we are going to be talking about faith and belief. And my, you know, when we first started this show, or we first started doing our research and discussing this show, I was all the way on one side, and now I find myself in beginning to expand my understanding on what it is that I believe, especially as it relates to faith and belief. And, you know, sometimes you feel like you know so much, and then in the end, after you've done some studying or acquired some knowledge, you realize that there's so much more that you actually need to know. Amen?
Amen. Well, it's my hope on tonight's show. My hope is that tonight's show, if nothing else, that tonight's show will bring to awareness that it is a matter of perception. Because we are now knowing, and at least for me, one of the things as we began to study for this show, and we decided we were going to do a show on belief. Belief in motion. But first of all, before we could even get to is your belief in motion, which is the primary foundation of the show, we got to first make sure that everybody is on the same page as it pertains to belief. Because me and LaDonna was speaking this evening or a couple of days ago, and I had mentioned something about faith. And so the discussion was that everybody has a different perception of what faith means. Me, my perception of when I say faith, it's one-sided. I never even stopped to think that, wow, faith to me may mean something different than faith to someone else. Because everybody are not believers. Everybody got different belief systems. I'm going to say that. And so when I say faith to another, let's just say a Christian, they're going to have a totally different definition, perception of what faith is versus if I said faith to an atheist or faith to a Buddhist. And so we want to make a, you know, when we're speaking about different words and we're titling our shows with different words, we want to make sure that we are all on the same page, okay? Or if we're not all on the same page, that at least what we're talking about makes sense to the person who maybe have a different definition of faith. And so my hope is that we'll find out that the word faith kind of becomes universal, as well as the word belief. Amen?
Amen. You know, and again, as we begin tonight's show, one of the things that I want to lay the foundation as we go into tonight's broadcast, I want to lay some foundations. And these foundations I want to put out there because, number one, whenever we bring anything to woman, first and foremost, everybody out there, you guys know that we are Christian women. We are believers. And so when we bring information to you, it is based on our beliefs. And, of course, we want everybody to take away from it, even if you're not Christian, take away from it what you will, because it's to bless people. Number two, We never profess to know everything about everything. And so when we bring topics, we want our audience, our listening audience, our family, to muse in the conversation along with us, because we want to grow. We want our audience, or our sisters and, you know, our brothers who listen into our show as well, we all want to grow together. And growth really comes from iron sharpening iron. And so, again, we welcome you guys to join in the conversation, muse with us, and share your thoughts as well, so that we can expand upon where we are at this point. I want to share that during my research, again, there was so much that I found out. And so based upon where I am now in life, based upon my understanding of things where I am now, is where I'm going to be sharing what I think and what I believe. And I'm mentioning that because I don't want anybody to get offended. I don't want anybody to be misled or say, you know, they swore this up and down and they attested to this up and down on woman to woman, rather than understand that we're bringing relevant topics and we're talking about things that we believe will be useful, things that will help grow us and help take us to another level of understanding. So what I'm going to be sharing, what we're going to be sharing on tonight's show, is based upon where we are now in life, our understanding of the information that we have, okay? And so I'm saying that because, again, when we started learning about faith, learning more about faith and learning more about belief, I was doing so much reading, and one of the things that I want to say is that during my reading, what I found out is that belief comes before faith. Belief comes before faith. And so faith is like based upon the thing, like you move out because you move in action because of the things that you believe. And so at this time, I'm wanting everybody to just, you know, just kind of hear and chew on the words that I'm speaking, or the concept that I'm sharing with you right now. Just kind of picture it. In order to move out on things, we usually base it upon our beliefs, because faith is not something that you can touch. It's something that's totally invisible, and it's, again, it's something that you hope for. It's something that you're expecting, but it's not something that you can see, or it's not something that you know. And sometimes we think, like when I was first sharing with Coach D, I was like, oh, Coach D, you know, faith is based upon an inner knowing. You have to know before you move. And that is not what faith is based upon at all. Faith is really based upon not knowing, but hoping. And so you move out, and it's not that you know, because when we move based upon what we know, it doesn't require faith. When you move based upon what you know, it does not require faith. You know that your daughter is your daughter. When you go to call her and call her name, that doesn't require faith. But say you woke up with amnesia and you're looking in the crowd and they say the first, you have to identify somebody, and you have to, and you're moving, like you have to identify your daughter. And so because you don't know, when you're moving, you're going to be moving more on faith rather than knowing. And I just threw that example out there. That may not be the best example, but I really want us to begin to understand that, wow, faith is not, there's not, that knowing is not a part of our faith. What do you think, Coach D?
I am, yes, I'm in total agreement. And just to support what you just mentioned, and I don't know if I should have probably said this before or after, but it's supporting what you said. And I found this by Bruce Little, and I thought, wow, this is perfect. And it supports what you just said. But I just want to say it, and then we can move forward. But what it said is this. Everybody has beliefs of one kind or another. Beliefs regarding who we are, where we came from, where we are going, what is important, and many other matters. We are not sure where we got some of our beliefs, but we know we believe in this or we believe in that. On the other hand, some of our beliefs were beliefs formed over a period of time by examining the evidence and drawing inferences. Often we meet people who have beliefs that differ from our own. It is important we may discuss or debate the differences, or if it is not important, we may just pass it by. Undoubtedly, the most important belief we have, today, however, we are concerned with beliefs we have about issues that are important to us. Reason I'm bringing this up, because Minister LaDon mentioned that in the beginning that she began to speak. She mentioned that we want our show to be able to reach everybody, anybody, no matter what your belief system is, no matter where you've been in life, no matter economically how much, you know, where you are economically, socially. Our hope is that our show can encourage and empower everyone. So I thought this is important for you all to know that today, however, we are concerned with beliefs we have that are important to us, you know, issues that are important to us. In order to understand how we came to have these beliefs, we will look at how beliefs in general are formed. We will also consider the nature of beliefs and how beliefs are formed or dismissed, noting the importance of information and the function of persuasion. All of this will be discussed. So just want to lay that down, because just to support Minister LaDon, what you have said is that our, you know, again, our intentions are, and belief in faith, whether it's belief, faith, whatever it is to be able to speak to the heart of everyone that's listening in.
And you know, one of the reasons why we're bringing this out, because as we talked, we were discussing our shows going forward, and we've been bringing a lot of shows or topics as it relates to business, as it relates to wisdom, as it relates to expanding and growing to the next level. And one of the conversations that came about during our discussions was, okay, if someone really believes that they are, you know, an entrepreneur, or has faith that they're an entrepreneur, and they leave their job, or they believe that they're supposed to be in a relationship with someone, or they believe that they're supposed to be married with someone, and so we make these commitments and we walk towards them, and then somewhere up in the things that transpired as time goes on, are our actions still confirming or building on that belief? Are they acting upon that belief? And if they're not, is it something that we believe anyways? And so, you know, sometimes when maybe you feel like, okay, I left my job and I believe that God told me to leave my job, or I believe that it was the best thing for me to leave my job, and it's 2 or 3 years later and you're still not making an income, or you said you were going to start a business and it's 2 or 3 years later and your business is still not started, and there's something that is stopping you, and then you start moving in another direction. So is it that sometimes we say, okay, well, I have faith, or I have belief that it'll still happen, it's just not going to happen now. But we discussed, and what I told Coach D, what is that, is it if you're saying that you believe that you're going to start a business or that you have this business that is going to be awesome and amazing and you're not working on it continuously, do you really believe that, or is it that you just hope for that? Are you, do you really have faith that it will come about? Because I think, and this is just what I think, and I don't have to be wrong and I don't have to be right, but one of the things that I'm learning and that I think is that if there's something that you are, you believe, every your being walks toward your belief, whether you know it or not. So if you really believe that you're wise, you will continue to acquire knowledge. And so that was the foundation of where I was coming from. And one of the things that I learned about belief versus faith, again, you know, belief comes before faith, but also that belief is based upon your mind and faith is based upon your spirit. Faith is based upon your essence. And so our beliefs can change. When we acquire new knowledge, our beliefs can change. But our faith is what is moved by the spirit and by our spirit. And so those are things that that don't change. Our beliefs can change. And so, again, I hope I'm not confusing anyone in regards to this conversation that we have that we're having. And please, if you're on the line and you're listening, we definitely want you to jump in. We want you to press one on your dial pad and join this conversation and share with us what you think. But these are some of the things that I've been learning as it relates to learning more about belief and faith. And I think that it's important for us to learn these things because we need to know why we are or we are not moving towards the desires, towards those fruits that God put inside of us, those passions, why we are or are not birthing those things. Coach D?
You know, Minister, I want to just slip something in there. So true. And again, everything I'm putting in, Minister LaDonna, is bringing some supporting information. Because, like you were saying, belief is in the mind and faith is in the spirit. And belief is really our mind. It's a mental concept regarding some aspect of what's reality to us. And it's also an expression of what we think is the truth. So if you don't think something is the truth, you don't believe in it. When we think something is true, our expression of truth, then we believe. So, again, what we found out, we did a show a few months ago about truth. And, you know, that my truth won't be your truth, and your truth won't be necessarily my truth. And there will be times when we all agree on the same truth. But just because I say it's true don't mean it's true to you. If I say, for example, and the reason why I'm laying this here, because then it's going to come back into what we're talking about as far as belief and faith and you moving in what you believe. If I say, oh, my God, I'm sweating, I'm hot, and then LaDon said, well, I'm not, I'm cold. So we could say, well, you know what, you're lying because I'm not cold, so that must make you a lie. See, that's how we grew up. That's how society geared us, you know, or how we was raised, our culture, our authority, our influence, because we did. It's like if you don't agree with what I'm agreeing with, then you got to be lying. As we get older and we begin to mature and we begin to experience life and we begin to see that that facts change, while principles remain the same, facts change. And what we believe, like Minister LaDon said, what we believe changes, and we know that beliefs are relative to our personal view of the world or the things around us. So, yes, her truth is she's cold. My truth is I'm hot. They are both truths, even though they're not the same truth. They are both truths. And why am I saying that? Because I want us to understand that with the belief, when we're talking about belief and it being a mental concept, that everybody's beliefs are different. But the one thing that stands firm on belief, regardless of what each one of us believes, is that you're going to move, you're going to respond, you're going to act on what you believe. I'm going to say that again. You're going to move, you're going to respond, and you're going to act on what you believe. If you do not believe it, and even though we say we believe certain things, as Minister LaDon was saying, if I believe that one day I'm going to be a millionaire, I could believe that all day long. Oh, one day I'm going to be a millionaire. But the reality of it is that if I believe I'm a millionaire, my actions is going to show that. My actions are going to support my belief. So if I believe I'm a millionaire, I'm going to be a millionaire, then my actions is going to support it. So what are some of the things you may see about my action? One of the things you may see about my action is that I might have great work ethic. One of the things you may see about my actions is that I'm early to rise. You know, I may not be laying around all day. One of the things you may see about my actions is that I'm doing the research. I'm reading. I'm studying. Most likely I'm going to be studying books or materials that speak about finances, investing, how I could, increase my revenue. So my actions is going to support my belief. And we often speak what we believe. However, we could speak what we say we believe, but until our actions support what we're speaking and what we believe, then we just speak in words. I know I'm going to go here, Minister Lita. Okay, I'm not going to go there, Minister Lita.
You go.
Woo, because I was getting ready to preach, and I'm going to put the preaching mic down. But, yeah, I'll tell you, when I meet someone, I don't care what they tell me, I'm listening diligently. But when they're talking and they're saying all these great things and what they've accomplished and what they're doing and da-da-da-da, all great things, we're listening. However, I'm not going to believe what I heard. I'm going to believe what I see. You know that old saying when they say when a person show you who they are, believe them. You know, so I'm not going to believe everything I hear. I'm going to believe what I see. So if this person says, you know, if they say, well, I'm an author, for example, I'm an author. So my first thing is going to want to know what's the name of the book. And then for me to believe that you're an author, that you're an author of this particular book, what's the first thing I'm going to do? I'm going to go look for the book.
Mm-hmm.
To support what you're saying. I want to see what you're doing. You can't tell me that you're into health and fitness. Ooh, perfect example. If you tell me that you're into health and fitness, but I never see you get up and exercise, I never see you eating healthy, then no matter what you tell me out of your mouth, your actions show contrary to what you say you believe. Amen?
Amen. You know, and again, as we are talking about belief and faith, and we just discussed how belief is a product of the mind, and beliefs are pushed, shaped, and formed by our experiences, by our personal experiences, by experiences of others. It could be shaped by your mother. It could be shaped by your father. It could be shaped by where you live. Like people who live in America believe that America is the greatest country in the world. But people who live on the other side of the world may say America, and with its Western ideas, is like one of the worst countries in the world, because look at all of what goes on in America. And so, again, because it's shaped by so many different things, our beliefs can shift, they can change, they can form and reform and move. And because of this, we have to protect, and I am going to go there. You know, one of the things that the Bible tells us is to, it says to protect our heart, because out of it flows the issue of life. Well, I believe that when the Bible is talking about our heart, it's talking about our mind, what plays on the TV set or what plays on the receiver of our brain, our mind. And so because of what goes on in our mind, it shapes our world, it shapes our reality. So although my mouth might confess that I am an entrepreneur and I have this business and I have that business, if my world is not changing, meaning you see the evidence of my entrepreneurial actions. I have clients. I have business. I'm doing business. If you don't see that, then that's not what I really believe. And so my faith has to come in and reshape my beliefs sometimes. And so when I wake up, if I wake up and I'm like, oh, my goodness, I have all this stuff going on today and I'm stressed and I don't feel like I can get up and start trying to build my business, my faith is, regardless of what's going on, you get up, you dig your heels in, and you go. And that is what moves the mountains. That is what moves us into shaping the world, because we are indeed supposed to shape the world. The world is not supposed to shape us. The world tries to get our mind to live up to the limitations, the visions, and the restrictions of the world. When you were in school and you and everybody was told to draw a tree and you started drawing a house and the teacher said, oh, that's not what we're doing. We're working on trees. Or that's not how a tree looks. Trees look like this. Everybody draw your tree like this. You do one half curve. You do the other half curve. And you do a circle for the top of the tree. There's a tree. And so our mind starts to line up with the limitations, and that's what forms our beliefs. But again, our faith, it's moved by our spirit. So that's that thing, that unctioning inside of us that causes us to move out even when we don't believe. Even when we just have a small ounce of belief, because everything else around us is showing us, nah, you should not be doing that. But that too has to be, our faith too has to be based upon something greater than I feel, you know, emotions. What will make me happy or what will make me sad or what will make me angry? So our faith can't be based upon our emotions. You know, we are supposed to be the higher, we're perceived to be the higher sentient being in this world. And so there's an expectation placed upon human beings to be master of things that we touch or things that we do and not walk around acting like the animals. And sometimes we are and sometimes we are not. But I'm saying that because we have to stop letting the world tell us what our beliefs are. We have to stop allowing limitations, perceived limitations, perceived restrictions, or limited visions tell us what we can and cannot do. And it's those of us who say, you know what, although I am a man and, you know, I'm 56 years old or I'm 64 years old, I still believe that I can go out here and start this business that caters to teaching women or teaching young women or whatever it is that is your vision, whatever it is that is your talent, whatever it is that is your gift that you came into this world with. Stop letting limited beliefs restrict you from walking out or acting out in your faith. And so what does that look like for you? You know, I had to come to terms while we were doing all of this research. There's so many things that I had to come to terms with. and so many things that my mind is expanding upon and growing from, just learning about faith versus belief. Sometimes we hear these words and we run with these words and we really don't have the concept of understanding as it relates to these words. And so sometimes words can even limit you. And that was one of the things that Coach D and I were discussing, that, you know, it's the letter that killeth, but it's the spirit that gives life. And so words are meant to either expand or constrict. And so that's why we talk about word having the power of life and the power of death. When a word is spoken, it will either expand or it will either constrict you. No, stop. You can't do that. Oh, yes, go. Continue. So you have to begin to do your own word research, or, you know, start getting into etymology, the study of words and the origin of words and why they mean what they mean, how they came to mean what it means, because that the word will, you know, those words, when you understand it more, you can do more. You don't have to let those letters be king over your actions, what you can and cannot do based upon somebody else's understanding. Because when we talk, when we have conversations, the words that are shared, the words that are spoken, they are based upon the speaker of the word. That speaker's understanding of their words, and that's usually based upon, again, their culture, how they were raised, where they were raised, the intonations of, or the of how they spoke in that area. There are some areas where when they talk, there's clicks, there's grunts. And so you can't translate a click and you can't translate a grunt. And when you speak, I think it's Mandarin Chinese, based upon just a slight twitch in the tone of a word can mean something totally different. So as you begin to build your belief, as you begin to build your faith, know what you are building it on. Know those words that you're putting into your toolbox that are telling you, yes, you can move it, and no, you can't move. And that's one of the reasons, you know, again, we're Christians, so a lot of times you are going to hear us talk about our faith, but that's one of the reasons why we read the Bible. We don't read the Bible just because we think we're better. I don't, and I know Coach D doesn't read the Bible because she thinks she's better than everybody and she's more sound and she's more wise. I read the Bible because, you know what, I get up and I probably mess up 100 times a day, and so there's some words that I need to get inside of me, because sometimes my mind and my belief system needs to be reprogrammed, recharged, refused, or redesigned at times, you know, redesigned. And so I get better words. I get words that say, you can do all things. I get words that say, I can move mountains. And I let that give me this, I let that move my spirit. I let that move my inner man to then begin to take action. Because based upon my beliefs, which is where I was raised, sometimes they bump heads with each other. Sometimes my beliefs bump heads with each other, and that can cause my faith. It can try and constrict my faith, and my faith is what's trying to say, you know what, let me take over and let me take you to a place that you have never been. Faith will always take you to a place where you have never been. Not somewhere where you've been, it's somewhere where you have never been. Because again, we learned at the beginning of the show, belief is really based upon knowing, and faith is based upon not knowing. Unknowing, so it's not something that you just know is something that you're hoping for. And so, again, if any of our callers, if any of you that are listening in would like to add to this conversation or tell us what you're getting from this conversation, please press 1 on your dial pad. Let us know. Our team will bring you in and let you share with the listening audience. And other than that, Coach D.
Okay. Well, good information. I think there's definitely some good information that has went forth. If people didn't have a idea, you know, again, faith means so many things to so many different people. We talked about belief. We talked about the basic foundation of belief. And I believe that if people don't get anything out of tonight's show, the one thing that we should get, at least what I'm walking away with, is if I say I believe something, how is that supported in my actions? What are my actions telling a person that I believe? Ooh, and when I hit that, like I said, so many areas I could go into. And one area, because, of course, as Minister LaDon mentioned, our show, even though our show has a biblical background or a biblical foundation, our show is for anybody and everybody because we're talking about real life things. You know, we talk about real life issues. We talk about things that matter to women. Heck, we talk about things that matter to men, too. Our show is to educate, encourage, and empower. So no matter where you're at in your life, there are topic matters that you can benefit from our show. And so me being a believer, when I think about some of these things, one of the things that come out, and the reason I'm going to bring this up is because we do have people that listen to our show that's not Christian, and that's okay. You know, we love you. But why I'm going to bring this up is because a lot of times people have frowned down on the Christian belief system, not because the system itself is flawed, not because I believe that the Bible or what we perceive as God's word is necessarily flawed, but because they, instead of keeping their eyes on God, the creator, they kept their eyes on people, the creation. And why am I bringing this up? Not to get super-duper spiritual or super-duper religious, but I'm bringing this up because, in essence, the world has watched Christians speak what they believe, say what they believe either through scriptures or condemnation or hypocrisy or judgment, and yet, their actions did not support what they say they believe. And as a result of that, it's no different in the natural as it is in the spiritual. If you're telling me in the natural, I'm a single woman. I desire one day that God will send me my husband and that I will get married and start a journey the rest of my life with someone. And so because that's what I desire. When I'm approached by gentlemen and they say they're this, or they say they can do this, or they say this, that's one thing. I'm looking at your actions. I'm looking at your motion. What does your motion say about what you believe? That's the natural. That ain't got nothing to do with God. That's just in the natural. If you tell me that you're a good provider, then I'm saying, let me see. Is he paying his bills on time? Is he sleeping in his car? Nothing wrong. You might have to come out at bad times, but that's the thing. Your actions is going to define it. So I'm saying that because it's the same thing in the spiritual. And if I'm going to hold the world, or if I'm going to hold a man or a person, to their actions lining up to what they speak. Even more, you don't think the world's going to judge us by what we're saying we are versus how we act? So that's for those who don't believe. I hear you. I get it. Maybe it's other reasons you don't believe. But normally when I find out somebody that don't believe or they kind of are on the fence, it's normally because, hey, what they not practicing what they preach. What they say they believe, their actions don't support it. And so that's true. Why would I believe what you're talking about if your actions are contrary? Amen. Sorry. Amen.
Amen. Wow. Yeah, that was a mouthful. And that is, again, one of the reasons why we do have this show. Coach D and I are so transparent with our challenges, our issues. We'll get on our phone, we'll get on the phone with each other, and we'll get on the show and just share like we're sharing with our sisters, because indeed you are our sisters. Indeed, those gentlemen that listen in, you are our brothers. And as we go through this journey called life, we all want to empower. We all want to be empowered. We all want to be empowered. And so in the getting of power, we want to share that as well. And so power means, you know, the ability to master some of these challenges that we're facing and these challenges that we're going through, and along the way help others master challenges as well. And so, yeah, we do this show because we do want people to know, hey, we are believers, and we grow towards being more Christ-like. We will never tell you we are Christ-like as far as saying, oh, yeah, we're perfect people. No, we will admit when we make mistakes. We will admit when we've done something wrong, and we will continue to seek wisdom, seek after knowing how to do better, knowing how to be more Christ-like, and then exemplifying that through our actions. And when we get it wrong, we say, you know what, we got it wrong, but let me get back on that bike and let me try again. And so for me, growing closer to God and learning more about God, that's what being Christians is about, because we're not perfect. And so we're learning more about growing in our humanity, leaving our humanity behind and growing more spiritually. So again, as we talk about belief, as we talk about faith, as we talk about, you know, what it is that we are purposed to do here, or what our visions and our talents and our gifts are, there is an expectation for you to utilize your gifts. If you weren't meant to utilize your gifts, you probably would have came into this world as a lion, or maybe a sheep, or maybe a wolf. Every single person that was born into this world and created in this world has some type of gift and talent, and it is necessary, and it is useful, and it is needed. But only you can bring it forth, and you can't, like, you were born into the world. So that means you came into here to change it. It didn't come into you. Like, it can't control and master you. You are supposed to master it. You're supposed to be in this world, but not controlled by this world.
Amen.
And so what do you believe? What is your faith? Amen?
Amen. Total agreement. Again, if you're listening in and you have a question or comment about the topic tonight and the information that's been shared, please dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or comment. We are coming towards the end of our show, and this has been a good show. I would say that it's been a good show. I don't think it was a show with a lot of content, but I believe that it was a show that, if nothing else, provoked thought. For me, it provoked thought even just doing this show, because what it's done is, you know, Mr. And you guys hear me stumbling. I got to be transparent on something, because the last couple of shows you all have heard stumbling with Minister LaDon's name. And you're probably like, what in the heck? So let me share so that when you hear it, now you know. Because most people just assume or make assumptions, wondering what the heck is going on, but they won't ask the question. So anyway, what I'm going to bring to your knowledge is that both myself and Minister LaDon are licensed, ordained ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are ministers. When we began the show, I believe we're on year three now. When we began the show Woman to Woman 3 years ago, I use because we're both also certified coaches from the ministry that we came up out of, not only ordained ministers, but because we had programs where we were coaching youth and adults, through that organization, we became life coaches or coaches. So because I have been doing processing the pain for 5 years, and I've been using the term Coach D because that's my brand name, we thought when we started doing Woman to Woman, we didn't want to get it confused. And when we first started Woman to Woman, for those of you that do not know, it was three of us. We had a doctor on. We had myself and LaDon. And so we figured, so people won't get confused, we have Dr. Brenda, who was original part of the group, and then, you know, I was using Coach D, so we had Dr. Brenda, Coach D. So Minister LaDon said to keep it simple and to keep it separate so people don't get confused, I'll just go ahead and use Minister LaDon. So as years have gone on, Woman to Woman, because we really want women, we're not caught up in titles. We are not caught up in titles. I'm not running around trying to tell you I'm a prophetess or a prophet or apostle or a bishop or this or that or that. I'm not, or, you know, a preacher. I'm not caught up in titles. I could just go by Denise. I chose Coach D. Again, that's just a brand name for me. It's who I am. So when we decided that, we don't want to, titles begin to define who people are. And I believe that in the essence of Woman to Woman, I believe that both myself and LaDon, Denise and LaDon, we are coaches because it is our goal to educate, encourage, and empower our listening audience, which is predominantly women. And we want to be our sister's keeper. And a coach is nothing more than someone. You know, a coach is like a midwife is a coach. We could be midwives, but a coach is nothing more than somebody to say you can do it. Push, don't stop, don't give up. You can do it. Are you doing it? They're the ones that's constantly trying to push you beyond where you think you could go. That's what a coach do. When you say you only could do 2 sit-ups, your coach is saying, "Nah, give me one more. You can do it. I know you can do it. You could win this race." And that's what me and LaDon are saying to you, our listening audience. You could win this race. You can do it. We're giving you the information. We're giving you the resources. We're giving you the tools. We want you to know. We want you to know. If you say you believe this, okay. You say you believe this, then what are your actions in showing that you believe this? Because now that you know that your actions should be reflecting your belief, guess what you're going to start doing? You're gonna start acting differently. If you say you're a God, if you say that, I want a husband. I want a good man. Let's keep it. I'm taking the spirituality out of it. I want a good man. We hear a lot of women say that. I want a good man. But then you say you want a good man, but then when I look at your actions, you half naked, you cussing, you turning up, you smoking your blunt. Is all those bad things? I don't know. But when you say you want a good man, you want to be somebody's wife, is your actions reflective of being a wife? Or are you still out here trying to hit lady nights on Wednesday night? Are you trying to find a man in the club? I'm not saying there's no good man in the club. But what I'm saying is, what are your chances of finding a good man in the club? That hangs out at the club every night or every Wednesday night. I don't know. Now, I'm not somebody going to take this You're going to either take it in the right spirit that I'm presenting, or you're going to take it all the wrong way. But the point I'm making is tonight's show, for example, we're giving you a perception. We're saying, hey, your actions reflect your belief. Now, the wise person will listen to the show tonight that, provoked thought. You know what? God, I'm saying I want to be a business owner. You know what? I could maybe make a few more calls. Maybe I need to do a little bit more research about what I want to do, be a, you know, have a business on. So this should provoke you to thought. It should provoke you to start taking a look, self-reflection. What am I? Let me look at my life. If I'm saying I want to do this, I want to accomplish this, I want to reach this goal, I want to become a wife, I want to become an entrepreneur, I want to be more healthy, I want to be fit, oh, I need to lose weight. All these things we say we want. Now, tonight's show said, okay, that's what you say you believe. Now, how do you line your actions up with? Well, my first action, oh, after tonight's show, man, instead of sleeping in until 8 o'clock, I think I'm going to wake up at 6. Instead of going to bed at 11 o'clock at night, oh, I think I'm going to start going at 9. Oh, my gosh, instead of laying around eating and watching TV in the evening, I think I'm going to get up and start walking around the block a couple of times. See, that's coach. That would provoke you. We want to provoke you by information. And, like, not necessarily that we know it all, we got it all together. But what we're doing is provoking you to go do the same research or to take what we've given you, the information we've given you, and for you to take this information and either research it or apply it so that you could get to the next level. Amen? So I wanted to say that and make it clear because, again, like I said, it started with why am I keep tossing back and forth with LaDon's name. So going forward, I'm going to call what we know as Minister LaDon, who is a minister. I'm going to start calling her Coach LaDon. And I'm going to call her Coach LaDon because that's our goal on Woman to Woman. Our goal on Woman to Woman is to coach you, is to encourage you, empower you, and again, educate you. We want to see you succeed. We want to see you, we want to see your emotions reflect your beliefs. We want to see that. We want to support you. Amen?
Amen. Amen. And, again, if you guys have, if anyone who is listening in would like to comment on tonight's topic, please press 1 on your dial pad and join the conversation. And if you want to remain anonymous, you're absolutely able to remain anonymous. No one has to know who you are, and we would just like for you to share. And then other than that, you know, we are coming to the end of our show, and we will continue discussing, you know, walking out on in wisdom and what it is that you believe, or walking out in faith as we continue through the month of July. It won't be specifically breaking down like we did tonight, faith versus belief, but we will be talking about, you know, building businesses as entrepreneurs or just decisions that we're making. What are we basing those decisions off of? We're saying that we have faith or we have belief, and that's why we're called to make these decisions. And then after you made the decision, you're standing still and not moving. And so maybe you think you made a mistake and you really didn't move or faith and belief. But again, we hope that you guys will join us throughout the month of July. Continue to stick with us and tune in on each Wednesday at 7 p.m. and learn more and discuss more as we talk about faith versus foolishness. And, of course, we would love for you to join and tune in on Thursday nights because Coach D will be teaching on the show is called Processing the Pain, and she will be teaching on and giving you tools of how to process through life's challenges, how to let go of that baggage. A lot of times we think that we're defined by our past, or our past defines how we move now today. And our past is our past. It's just memories. It's not supposed to define how you move today. sometimes we have hurts and pains, or maybe you have, you know, picture it like this. You've had an old sore, and that sore is healed, but every time somebody gets next to it, you still quiver and twitch and, you know, shrink up. Oh, don't touch it, but it's healed. And so sometimes we maneuver through life that way. And, of course, processing the pain is to teach you how to allow yourself to walk through and walk into your healing. Amen?
Amen, amen. Well, again, we want to just thank each and every one of you for tuning in to this episode of Woman to Woman. Know that we appreciate your support weekly, and know that you are truly loved and appreciated. See you next week.
Woman to Woman. Songs of love and songs of joy, songs of life we bring.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Diamonds to woman, songs of life we sing. Songs of love and songs of joy, songs of life we bring.
Sing it again. Woman to
woman,
woman, songs of life we bring, songs of love and songs of joy. Woman to woman, yeah.
Okay, Kayla, sing it down low for him.
Ha ha ha.